You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. I hate to say it, but it's inescapable. Rod Blagojevich, the governor of Illinois, got us thinking. If a Senate seat, according to the allegation in the complaint in Illinois, is worth about $500,000 to Rod Blagojevich, if you were in power, what would you sell a Senate seat for? Not for yourself, but to raise money for the government. We're in debt, right? We need to raise money. We need to sell a lot of stuff. So what would you sell in the government? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. The Capitol, the Pentagon, the Dome, the parking lots, the government printing office, the fighter jets.
You're looking at me like, yeah. I would know. I'm thinking like everyone else who's hearing your question. Yeah. What would I sell? Fleet of cars?
877-8-MY-TAKE. Government has a lot of stuff and it needs a lot of money. Help us out here. Join the conversation. So joining us here in the studio is our friend Melissa Clark, New York Times food writer, who got the idea to take a look at the economic – one of the consequences of the economic crisis for food writers by listening to our program where we learned, actually, in the studio, Dora.
Indeed.
That lobsters in this particular moment in time, for a whole variety of reasons – the economy is one of them but not the only one – are cheap these days, cheaper
Very
than they've been in a
ever.
Quarter century.
And the catches are larger and more fruitful right. than they've been in decades.
Tons of lobsters selling for less than they have in a quarter century, which gave Melissa Clark some ideas. Melissa, thanks for joining us.
Ah, thanks for having me. Well, first of all, how often is it that you get to go out, buy lobsters, take them home and think, you know, I can actually do whatever I want with these. As a cook, normally when I buy a lobster, I just want to steam it. I want to be as conservative as possible because I've spent a lot of money on this thing. Put it on the table with a little melted butter and that's it. But this time, with the lobster prices the way they are, I thought, okay, the creative cook in me is going to really come out and have some fun. And that's what I did. And I did four lobster recipes, which are on your website, and I had the best time with them.
Now, are lobsters extremely labor-intensive? Lots of cutting, pasting, ripping, pulling,
Don't
that
paste
kind
them.
Of thing?
That would be a bad idea. Well, the hardest thing about a lobster, and this is the part that I think you might get some letters about, is before you cook them, you actually have to kill them. You either – because you buy them and they're alive when you buy them. And there's just no way to get around that fact.
And you asked for some advice on the very best way to kill a lobster. And it's a little disturbing, but explain.
I know. Well, you know, for years I had done it the way I learned how to do it, which is to take the live lobster – and to just put it in the pot of boiling water. And apparently this is a very bad way to kill lobsters because they're alive in there for about a minute, which is way too long time to be in boiling water. But that's just how I had been taught to do it. But when I heard your guest, who is Trevor Corson, who had written a book, The Secret Life of Lobsters, right. I called him up and I said, there's got to be a better way. And this is what you do. You put them in the freezer first because it slows their metabolism down. And that way they're going to It acts as kind of a lethal injection, like a Valium or something. Exactly. And then you take them in your hand, put them on the counter, shell side down so their underbellies are exposed. Take the sharpest knife you have. Do this as quickly as possible, and just cut them in there through right down the center. And that
I'm
will
sorry.
That, that'll get them immediately.
Cuts the nerves. All right, well, we spent a minute now talking
so
about
you're stabbing
death
the
and
lobster
killing.
Before you boil them?
You are. I know. It sounds like, why would you do that? But it actually is the most humane and quickest way to kill your lobster. And that's what you want.
We're
going to impale the lobster. And a lot of people, you've probably heard to get them between the eyes. I know chefs like to take a lobster, put them facing you and get them between the eyes, but apparently that's not as quick a method as getting them in the center.
I don't want to eat lobster.
guys,
lobster is...
You know, before PETA shows up here in our studios, could we get to some recipes here?
Absolutely.
All right. So obviously there's the right out of the shell lobster tail kind of dish.
Right.
But what were the more fancy things that you decided to do? Elaborate.
Well, you know,
exotic.
When I was thinking about what to do with lobster, I was thinking shrimp because texturally they're very similar. They have that succulent, meaty quality to them. So I was thinking about some of the great shrimp recipes that I had done. And one of my favorite things to do is to put shrimp in over pasta with a little cream sauce. So I thought, why don't I do that with lobster? And the flavor would be even more intense and sweeter. And it was so good. I took egg pasta, really soft, fresh egg pasta, and I boiled it. And while it was on the stove, I just sautéed the lobster meat, which has been cooked as we described, with sherry and a whipped egg yolks. And what the egg yolks do is it creates a cream sauce that's much lighter than using heavy cream. Mm. And it's like a sabayon almost. And you put that on top of the cream pasta with a little tarragon. And then this was the best part, salmon caviar, just a few little beads. And it was
so delicious.
And anyone listening can do this with shrimp as well if you don't want
to
deal
with lobster. Do you always deal with cooked, already steamed, boiled lobster? Or do you ever use it raw? Do you ever saute it raw or grill it or anything like that?
Well, the thing about lobster, you can do it raw. It's harder to get it out of the shell. I mean, once you've actually, you know, as we described, killed your lobster, then you have to take it apart. It's hard to get that claw meat out, and it's hard to get you just basically end up with a tail. Although you can do it. I find it easier to steam it first.
So,
and by the way, listeners, you can actually have your lobster steamed for you at your fish store and bring it home steamed. So just so you know.
So what else? You came up with a couple of other
things. This one was really fun. Have you ever had a twice-baked potato? Well, I had learned how to do one with shrimp in it, and it was so good I did it with lobster. Can you imagine? This was the most delicious thing. You take your potato, you bake it, scoop out the insides, mash it up with a little sour cream or mayonnaise or butter or whatever you want to make it rich. Put your lobster in, back in the oven with some cheese on top and a little bit of chives.
That sounds great.
That sounds great.
Now, what do you not want to do with lobster?
You don't want to overcook your lobster.
No,
you don't want it to be rubbery. You really want to make sure that you pull it out. The second it's bright red, you'll see that it goes from kind of purple to bright red.
And spices that don't work with lobster, things that you want
to avoid?
Anything
overpowering. I did another recipe that had soy sauce and sesame oil in it. It was Asian-inspired with beautiful oyster mushrooms because, you know, lobster oysters.
Sure.
And the first time I did it, I used a little too much sesame oil and soy sauce. These are intense flavors. You really want to dial them back. You want to be really simple with your lobster. Just a dash here, a drop there, and it was gorgeous.
So humane death and fabulous eating.
Exactly.
Melissa Clark, thanks so much for joining us. Melissa Clark, New York Times food writer, talking about what to do with oysters that are as cheap as they've been in 25
Things
years.
Things you learn on the takeaway.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
And now headlines from Femi Oke.
Thank you. Just coming up to 28 minutes past the hour.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.